Emptied it to the
water.
Shwarma, shwarma.
Shwarma?
So you get shwarma this time. Yeah? Yeah, it's
going
to be called shwarma. You can't get the room, yeah? Those are great.
A couple years ago, we went to the one for Jews'
mine. That's right, three of us.
I enjoyed it.
Okay, by the way, we left off yesterday with a challenge that the Rosh proposed, just in reading Agamah. We're just reading Agamah, Parsha Pshat and Agamah. Agamah are searching, what is the Chiddush, what is the statement of the Braisa, what is the meaning of the Braisa of Zel Heter Bobachalissa? There's some unbelievable big breakthrough in Yerodea, in the Parsha's Rabba Shela, that based on the regular rules of Chulun Yerodea would not have been true. And we're just not quite sure what that breakthrough is. So the Gemara attempts, the Abaye attempts to give us the following view in that lie, that cryptic line, the Braisa. Zel Heter B'machalissa means, based on the regular rules of your day, Min B'minu Ein Abatel, because this is Rabbi Yehuda speaking. So Min B'minu Ein Abatel. And this would have been a scenario of Min B'minu Ein Abatel. But Afal Pichay, the Torah says, nevertheless, Zerah B'Shea is going to trump that rule. But if not for the fact that this parsha is trumping that rule, this would have had all the characteristics of that rule. This is a perfect example. Rabbi Shela has all the characteristics necessary to be called the Min B'mino, which should have been Eino Botel. And in the end, the Torah says it's not true, but it should have been Eino Botel. So, Frek the Rosh Prakasha. And you know, yesterday we presented the Kasha like as the Rashba discovered this Kasha. The Rashba presents it in as Sugya. So we quoted from the Rashba. But between you and me, this question already predated the Rashba. Already Tosis asked this Kasha. Not in as Sugya. Tosis presents itself in other places. Tosis. And Menachas asked this Kasha. Other Rishabas Kasha. This Kasha is as old as the hills. Namely, based on all our analysis, all the Gemaras that we gathered together from a Sechah Shabbos, we dug up a Gemara, and we dug up a Gemara. So you get in. We proved, maybe still now, beyond the shadow of a doubt, maybe, that, you can just tell how nervous I am about every statement I'm committing myself to, okay? But we proved, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that Rabbi Yehuda never said his shita of Min B'min Reina Batel by Yavish B'Yavish in the first place. And since this is obviously a case of Yavish B'Yavish, obviously Yavish B'Yavish, so therefore, this Gemara doesn't read straight. So the Rashba made multiple assumptions in presenting this Kasha. He's assuming that Rabbi Yehuda never said his sheet that by Yavish B'Yavish, and then he had all those Gemaras to back it up that we analyzed yesterday. And he's assuming that this Gemara of Zerubbish is Min B'mino, is Yavish B'Yavish. And therefore he posed the question. So we're nowhere near the second assumption of the Rashba yet. We're not even in that ballpark yet. We're still working on the first assumption of the Rashba, that he was convinced beyond the shadow of a doubt that Rabbi Yehuda never said his shita by Yavish B'Yavish. And he had a couple of good rayas for it. And we left off yesterday, we're mekabel the rayas, at least for now. We accepted the rayas, but we're still trying to understand the longness behind it. Why is that? Why is this phenomenon true within the worldview of Rabbi Yehuda that Min Mamino in Avotel was only said by Lach, not by Yavish B'Yavish? So at the end of the shiur yesterday, we introduced this void from the Brisker Rav. Anyone saw this Brisker Rav inside? It's a very, very small, about five lines in the Brisker Rav, tucked away in Masechet Zvachim, where the Brisker Rav gives the following view. Says the Brisker Rav, there are two parshas of Rav. There are two parshas of Rav as they play out in Hilchos Taroides. Sometimes Rav is a Mevatel. Sometimes Rav is a transformation. Rav removes characteristics and changes the very essence of the Dovra Botel. That's one parsha of Rav. And sometimes all Rav does is you can play the game. You can assume it's probably okay. No transformation took place, no change of characteristics, no bit of a Rav, no heta nepachlios, isa nepachlios, none of that happened. It's just simple shmeitz games. Yeah, the odds are you're probably okay. There are two different paths of Rav. Says the Brisker Rav, again in those three lines, that when we're dealing with Lach Balach, it is obvious that the second version of Rav will not be applicable. Why? Because how can I play the game? How can I say, have a little bit of trefa chicken soup mixed into my liquidy double shot. How can I say with a straight face, oh, it's okay, the odds are probably not having any trefa chicken soup. What do you mean the odds are? Who says otherwise? What's steering you in the face? I'm looking at this bowl full of chicken soup that I just poured for myself, and I say, yeah, well, I know that there was a little bit of trefa chicken soup in here, but the odds are I probably got the right part. I probably get the bad part. What's telling me that that's ridiculous? What rules? Who's looking me in the face and saying, you're out of your mind? What?
Oh, uniform. That word?
Yeah, no. Some rule in chemistry or physics, something. Some after 3 o'clock. Okay, some guy in pre-med is telling you, Rabbi, you're kidding yourself. You're just pulling our leg. You don't really believe that you're not eating trefa chicken. Of course, you're eating trefa chicken soup. So the guy before 3 o'clock says, you're right. It can't be that I'm probably not eating trefa. Of course, I'm eating trefa. Trefa is all balua together. It's all mixed in together. It's all balul together. Eloa. It must be there's a new din taking place here. What's the new din taking place here? It must be a din a bit literally. It's an epoch yosefer. The davar also is a trefa chicken is losing its characteristics. But yovish be yovish, I can play the games of odds. But yovish be yovish, I can say, you know, there's a really good chance I'm not eating that piece of chazer. I got three salamis here, two of them are kosher, one of them is treif, and I'm going to pull it, yank out one. And I'm going to say, yeah, the odds are on my side. The answer is not you're right. The odds are on your side. So therefore, the Bishkarov develops this yisayid, that bitolach balach inevitably is working through the parasha of Nebach, where the din of Yavish B'Yavish is just the din of Sveikis. Just the right to rely on yourself, that you're probably okay. Therefore, says the Bishkarov, this explains why. What does min b'mino in a bottle mean? What kind of halach is that? Min b'mino in a bottle means if you want to go down the route of Nebach, so then there are conditions necessary to say Nebach. And what is the condition, par excellence, necessary for Nebach? What's the rule? Just give me one word again. It's not good. You need that clash. You need that conflict. And min b'mino falls short because you don't have that conflict present. And therefore, you can't say Nebach by lach-lach. Or b'yobish b'yobish, where you're not saying Nebach anyway, all you're doing is based on sveikas and rovs, why can't I play the odds? What's the difference? Whether there is Nebach, not Nebach. What's the difference? Whether there is, it's not. Less than that. What's the difference? It's just a question of playing the odds anyway. And therefore, b'yavish, b'yavish, even though it's mid-row is going to work. That's the yisur, how you say this in Bismillah. So we left off at the very end of the shiur yesterday with the following observation. The Bismillah.
Based on what we said before, in the past semester.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, no, but even if it's Yavish B'Yavish, is there no Bliyas being transferred?
No, hang on, Bliyas. I never heard of Bliyas. I don't Bliyas. Bliyas?
It's the same kind of, though, that you would have against the
Chinese. You're the second half of the Rashba. You're already asking the Rashba, how come the Rashba assumed that Bishul is called Yavish B'Yavish? What happened to the world of Bliyas? That's a great question, but that's the later question. It's a good question.
Okay, I'll wait.
Patience. Stop on it, okay? Stop on it, Rabbi Sai. Good. Give him a chassid's tour. Okay. Rabbi Sai, back to our story. So we were Mikavos Bishkarov yesterday. Hopefully everybody thought about it a lot. And, you know, I'm sticking Rangatun this Bishkarov in the last 24 hours. But some of our old timers here probably got very, very nervous about this Bishkarov. Because what the Bishkarov just did was, he just put Bitl of Yavish B'Yavish into a box, into the box of Sveikas, not into the world of Nebach, and that's probably not the box that we want to go down. Why is that? Because Yaduah Mefursam, there's a major machlekes in the Rishonim. Now, we're going to hopefully talk about this a lot more down the line, but we just have to make a quick reference to it. We spoke about it very, very quickly. Those who haven't figured out yet, so everything we keep on talking about, whenever new sugyas come up, we keep on referencing back to the old sugyas and adding a little bit and taking away a little bit and changing a little bit and revamping a little bit. That's kachi darka shel Torah. So Rabbi Sai, a simple shaila I want to know. Very, very simple shaila. Okay? I have a box on the table and there are three salamis in there. And I know for a fact that two of these salamis are, give you a good kosher salami company,
Abelson Hyman.
Okay, good. Two of them are Abelson Hyman.
Romanian.
Chicago, guys. Chicago. Okay. So two of them are Abelson Hyman, and one of them is what? Well, give me a good geschmack, a tray for brand. Come on, let's hear it.
Heber National.
Or is it Heber National?
Let's get sued, by the way, for that statement. No, what is it?
Boar's head.
Boar's head. Oh, like, every time, who's seen a boar's head truck recently? Every time I see it, I get sick. I want to like stop the guy and see if we got a hug. How much tighter with these guys have been marked? You guys don't even know. The new guys don't even appreciate. Even the old guys don't appreciate. Boar's head has been around in my shia for like the last 15 years. We've been pulling these guys. We're by cigarettes. I got three salams over here. Two of them are kosher, one's trafe. All the labels are off. All right? So everything is, there's no be'ed, there's no nikar isser, everything is mamshah. So I come, Rabbi, I said, Medina Rabbeinu, what's the din? So the Rav looks at me and he says, what's the din? Kapasin chomish. Rav Hattis, chata tribotin, gavaldik. So I proceeded to do the following. I take a slice of one, a slice of another, and a slice of a third, and make myself a good geshmak, a sandwich. I'm sitting down at my Super Bowl party. I'm ready, getting ready, getting my ins and outs soon. I'm sitting down. We ain't learned nothing yet, guys. So we finish that, we can start the Pesach programs. Okay, so what I said. So I got my three salamis, three sliced salami. I'm ready to roll. And I'm eating it all one geshmaka champaleo. And all three sliced of me. What do you think about that? What do you think about that?
The same thing as the chicken soup.
So according to the Rosh, what I just did was het gomer. The Rosh would have eaten this for dinner. He has absolutely not a latest of suffering. Not mean the Torah, not mean the Rabbanon. It's mutter to do this. The Rosh, the seventh paragraph, we spoke about this Rosh before. And the Rosh says, you know why it's mutter to do this? Zok the Rosh. Because bitul berov is not mitam what? Is not mitam tzveikis. That's the Rosh in the Rosh. It's not mitam tzveikis. Ella, what about bitul berov? The Rosh coined the phrase, he was the one who created the phrase in Yeridaya called Isser Nepach Lios Heter. Those are his words, right out of the Hegel word, mouth of the Rosh. Isser Nepach Lios Heter. And therefore, up the Rosh, when you were eating a three kosher slice of salami, the DNA in one of them is Shrine Chavakayim Ich Bin Nevela. We don't care about DNA, who cares about the irrelevant? Isser Nepach Lios Heter. Zosh Tetin Rosh. And who's the Bar Plukta of the Rosh? The Tesis Rid in the third paragraph of Masechet Vavasra. Why is it there? Only you guys know why it's there. Anyone know why in the world it's there? When we talk about the Tesis Rid a little bit later on, we'll tell you why it's there. It's there because it's in the sugya of Shnei Kitiyin of Mechisha Zorazur, right? That's exactly where it belongs. The heart and soul of Chesed Sabbatim. Hopefully it's a bit determined later. So the Tesis Rid, if you eat all three pieces, you violate a Nisvah Deraisa. And let's say Luyitsuya, it was not a question of Nevelos, but it was a Shaila of Chelev and Shuman. If you have two pieces of shuman and one piece of chaylev, the prohibited fat, and you ate all three b'shogeg, yichayev korish, yichayev chomin chatas. You violate an issa deraisa. What's the nekudas of machlokes that is written in the Rosh to you? The nekudas is obvious. Now, whereas the Rosh coined the phrase, issa nepach lios heter, so that's what bitul berov is. How did the Tosfos Rid understand? What is bitul berov? So the berov is rooted in the parashas Sfeikis. So therefore, the Tosfos Rid says, if it's rooted in the parashas Sfeikis, there's no suffering. The Tosfos Rid never heard of Issa Nepach Lios Heter. There's no such thing. And therefore, you ate all three, is no longer a suffix. But mainly, you violated Issa Deraisa, Beteres Vada, you'd have to be a Korban Chattas for it, and Thiri Chay Malkas for it. You violated Issa Gomim in Deraisa. That's the Tosfos Rid. So this Brisker Rav, when you look at this Brisker Rav, you see echoes of what? You hear echoes of what? The Tosfos Rid in this Brisker Rav. Because but the Brisker Rav is setting up the difference between Lach versus Yavish is Gufa, this is Nepach, and this is not Nepach. That's Tosfos Rid speaking, but the Rosh would never say such a thing. So when I first saw this Brisker Rav in Zvachim, I was Nevhal. I couldn't control myself. I said, the Brisker Rav is saying a Shtibel Torah within a Tosfos Rid. I mean, the Echilus covered the Hilik of Tosfos Rid. We don't pass in Shukalach to Tosfos Rid. Even though not all Rishonim lemaisa permit you to eat all three, those who are machmer probably on the machmer the level of the Rabbanim, because it just doesn't look right. Midderaisa, the Rosh is right. Midderaisa, we don't have any shayla. Abba is an epiklios hetav. The Rosh didn't make that up on his own. This is conventional wisdom, is like the Rosh. He coined the phrase, but everybody buys into this. So this was very, very disturbing to me. When I saw this Rav presenting this whole shtickle Torah razzle dazzle with the Rashba, and we started the whole shiur yesterday, and to link this only to the Tosfos Rid and to limit it to the Tosfos Rid and take it out of the regular realm of Rosh was very, very disturbing. But I thought about it a little bit more.
Why is it necessarily like the Tosfos Rid? Why can't it be like the Rosh?
The Rosh says Yavish B'Yavish is not Mitam Sveikis.
The Machlokes is only within Yavish B'Yavish, the Tosfos Rid and the Rosh?
That's what they're talking about, yeah. So basically, I thought about it a little bit more, and then I realized that, again, it's very, very cryptic in Briskerav. It's only 3-4 lines. So I can't tell you 100%. But the theory is deity. I think that the Briskerav is... The Briskerav doesn't need my stamp of approval. Say it pachad, nerve, I am 100% right, even according to the Rush. I'll tell you why. That which the Rush was mechadish, that bittel beroba yovish biyovish is bitam bittel, it's bitam nepach. What did the Rush mean to say? Did the Rush mean to say that it's only mitam nepach and not mitam sveikis? Is that what the Rush meant? Or what? What's the other option in the Rush? It's also mitam nepach. The Rush never meant to say that the Tosfos Rit is wrong, that there's a din of sveikis. Of course there's a din of sveikis. It's not fundamentally different than the case of non-tarobis when you have 9 stores, 1 kosher, and you have a piece of meat, and you have a litis of sofek, so you follow a rove. If you have 3 pieces of meat, so you do have a rove. So the Rush agrees there's a din of sveikis. What was the goal of the Rush? What was the agenda of the Rush? The Rush wanted to be mat there, they're chomping away at their 3 pieces together. The goal of that Rush at the 7th Pek of Chulin was to be mata, eating all 3 pieces at the same time. So for that, he couldn't come on to Sveikas. Sveikas wouldn't have done the trick. So the Rush said, not only is Avada Sveikas right, Avada the first Mahalach is right, but in addition to the din of Sveikas, there's also a din of Nepach Mayavish. And that's where the Taisus Rit parted ways with the Rush. So Svidno said, it's not true. So the Bachlaikas Taisus Rit, the Rush is not, am I right or are you right? It's not, it's either or. The Tosfos Rit said it's only one aspect of Bayavish, Bayavish is only a din of Sveikis. There is no din of Nepach. And the Rush says, no, in addition to the din of Sveikis, there's also a din of Nepach. What do we gain from that, Rabbi Yisrael? Maya Hanilor, from that, what do I gain by saying that according to the Rush, both are true? Now I can go back to the drawing board of Min Bimino, Bayavish, Bayavish, and make the following observation. By Min Bimino, Yavish, Bayavish, which din of row fails me? Which din of row fails me? By min b'mino, by yavish b'yavish, in the world of the Rush, which din of row fails me, if I say? The nepach fails me, because nepach can't work when it's min b'mino. But which din will still salvage? Which din will still help me? Which din? The sveikis will help me. And therefore, even according to the Rush, the Brisker Rush still turn weeds like a charm. Because even according to the Rush, of course there's also a din of Sveikis, and it's that din of Sveikis that permits me by a minbimino of Yavish B'Yavish. So when I have a minbimino of Lach B'Lach, the Lach B'Lach, there's no din of Sveikis altogether, there's no parish of Roman Sveikis. Why? Why is that? Because there's no what? There's no suffix, because the physics dictated otherwise, and for sure having some tray for liquid. So in the parish of Lach B'Lach, I cannot go down the root of Sveikis. The best I can go down is the root of Nepach. What fails me? Why doesn't Nepach work? Because it's what? Because it's Min B'mino, right? But when I have Min B'mino Yovesh B'Yovesh, so true Nepach fails me, but I could still have my fallback position. My fallback position, I still have Sveikis to work with. That's the Bira Adav. So the Biskurav is gewaldic, even within the Rush, because we misunderstood the Rush. We thought the Rush disagreed with the Tosfos Rit. He didn't disagree. He added to the Tosfos Rit.
Isn't the case where you take this line, isn't that?
Is that? Yeah, because we pass it against Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass the Rabbi Yehuda. La halacha, right. We don't pass the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would also say that's okay, right? Rabbi Yehuda would say by the Salamis would be okay, because even though you don't have the din of Nepach, you don't have the din of Sveikis. Okay. Rabbi said, who solved what I just said? Who chapped what I just said? Who has no idea what I just said? Just give me an idea. No, come on. Okay, Rabbi said, back to the drawing board. The Biskarov told us that he has the beer in the Rashba. He has the beer in the Rishayna. By Lach B'Lach, which is a function of Nepach, what's going to fail us? When is Nepach not going to work? When did Nepach not work? Why not? What's the magic word? What's missing?
It's not
going to work. No, it's not. It's good. Okay. By Yavish B'Yavish, which is not going down the root of Nepach, it's going down the root of Sveikis. What's the din? By Sveikis, what's going to work? Min Bimino. Yay! Fantastic, okay? Min Bimino is going to work by Yavish, right? Because it's famous. Who's with us so far? Any hands up, otherwise I don't know where to stop. You know, I have to identify where the problem lies, okay? Good, so far so good. Okay. What's that kasha on the social Torah? Our problem is this. You're looking to tell me that Yavish is based on Sveikus? You're against the who?
Rush.
You're against the Rush. So the Rush is screaming at this shot and saying, ah! Wrong. So what do we have to do in order to salvage the Rush? We have to salvage our pshat, but that's the Rush. I have to show you that even the Rush concedes by Yavish B'Yavish, there's also a parsha of what? Right? It doesn't have to be only be Sveikus, but it has to have also Sveikus. And what's wrong with that? Why can I say that? What's wrong with saying, what was the goal of the Rosh? The agenda of the Rosh was just to show you can eat three slices of meat together. So in order to come to that, what did he have to say? He had to say Nepach, right? He had to come out to Nepach. But what else is true? It could also be B'Torah Sveikus, right? It's possible that it could be B'Torah Sveikus also. So that aspect of Sveikus, that aspect of Sveikus will solve the day. Why? Will solve the problem. Because once you're going down the parish of Sveikus, also what? No? What? Then we don't care that you're lacking what? It's not this. And therefore it doesn't bother us that even though it's been Bavino, it's still going to be Bato. The same way that Riskarov said that whenever you deal with Sveikus, it doesn't bother you. Bavino doesn't interest you when you're dealing with when you're dealing with Sveikus, when you're going down the parish of Sveikus, not partly whether it's Mimbimino or not. So all I have to do to make this pshat work for the Rosh is I have to say the Rosh agrees that there's an aspect of Sveikus here. That's all I need. That's all I have to do. So Rabbi say, what we just learned from Raviyah is that even the Rosh, who's the big Baal Plukta of the Tosfos Rid, he's not entirely the Baal Plukta of the Tosfos Rid. He holds that the Tosfos Rid's word of Sveikus is true. In addition, there's also a parsha of what? Of. I'm sorry. In addition, says the Rosh says, in addition to the Dinim of Sveikus that the Tosfos Rid accepted, there's also a Din of Nepach. So in a case of Min Bimino, Nepach's not going to help me. But what will help me? Sveikus will help me. Who is with me now? Any more hands than before? Okay, your hands are waving a little bit. Okay.
It's like a good shot, but like, how do we know it's like true that the Rosh either is done for that? Like, is like,
you mean you thought the Rosh is a Bar Plukta Tashir
Legamre? I'm
just asking.
That's
like, your thought.
Yeah.
Hang in for a second. Before I respond to you, I will. I just want to ask you the following question. I want to think about this. Okay? Remember three salamis? Remember those guys? Okay? Three salamis. Two Abels and Hymans, one boar's head. Can't tell the difference. I want to take a slice of all three and have a sandwich. The Rosh said, Het the Gomer, no problem. Would the Rosh say that according to everybody? Who would the Rosh not say that according to?
He said Menino is Bata.
Who would the Rosh not say that according to what I just said? Let's not forget, what's the engine that's driving that? What's driving that heter of the Rosh? What? The ability to say Nepach, right? If you can't say Nepach, you can't say that. Correct? Who doesn't buy into Nepach by Min Bimino? Rabbi Yehuda. Even though Rabbi Yehuda may concede that Min Bimino may be bought by Yavish B'Yavish, but that's only mitam what? What? Mitam Sveikus. If it's only mitam Sveikus, what's the din? Then You can't eat all three together. So when the Rosh said you can eat all three together, he was saying l'halacha that we paskin like the Rabban and the Rabbi Yehuda. Because we hold that Minu is always bothil. We hold you can say Nepach, even when they are the same thing. We hold there isn't Nagdut. We hold like the Ran, there isn't Nagdut. So it comes out of Gevald Gechidish according to us. Within Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's true what the Rishayim is saying, that Min B'mino is Batel by Yavish B'Yavish, it's not the same Bitl as the Rabbanan's Yavish B'Yavish. Because the Rabbanan's Bitl Yavish B'Yavish is Mitam Nepach. Rabbi Yehuda can't buy into Nepach, but Min B'mino, the best his Bitl will be B'Tor Sveikis. And the Chapin Achimino, when B'Tor Sveikis and B'Tor Nepach, they got to be eating all three together. That was just as an aside, I had to get off that, get that off my chest. But now I'm going to come back to where you challenged me. You're 100% right. Fedasara. You're correct, Fedasara. I still think the Shtickle Torah is good, but you're right that the Russian says. Okay, I'll show you why. As I was saying it over, before you raised your hand, as we were saying it over, something shot in front of my eyes, a line in the Rush. I'm just trying to push it under the table, see how long I can ignore it, but then once you brought it out, I had to address it. There's a line in the Rush that undermines what we just said. I still think it's emes, what we're saying. I think it's an absolute emes stick of pshat, but it's not the Rosh Hashita. I'll tell you what. The Rosh in Simon Lamed Zayin, when he poses his shita, when he presents his shita of Nepach, so he shows you why am I so convinced that Nepach is right? So listen to what the Rosh says. The Rosh Simon Lamed Zayin says that it's mutten eat all three together, right? Avachan betray b'dava yavesh that through the drawn bottle, the loy mishum sveika sharinan lay. It's not mitam safek. Now that in and of itself is not destroying my pshat. That could just mean it's not only mitam safek. But he goes one step further. The afilui ochel lechad echad lake elachad sveika. Usveika deraisel chumra. He says that it's not colder. It's just a safek. And a suffix is a suffix that I still chumah. You have no right to be makel. Even to eat one at a time, you wouldn't be able to be makel. So what is the Rosh saying in that line, Rabbi Isai? He's saying that if not for Nepach, what would the din be? It would have been Aser. What is the Rosh undermining, Rabbi Isai? He's not buying it to speak as bechlal. I'm telling you, Shtipul Torah, that even the Rosh, quote-unquote, who says Nepach, it's still subscribed to both, but the Rosh Gufa didn't say that. So I'm Maidal Emes. I'm sticking to what I'm saying because I still think it works in the Brisker Rav. I still think it works in Asugya. I'm Maidal Emes that the Rosh, you're probably right. Okay, good. You Mechavet that Rosh? Good. Okay. But it's a new back to that story. Okay, this is all the Shirayim from yesterday. Okay, so what do we have? Let's backtrack, obviously. Those who got lost in the middle, let's pick everyone back on track. So Rabbi say, we're working with the Rashba's assumption that there is a difference between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach within Mimbamino. We had a bir adav of the Brisker Rav. We had a little bit of a problem with the Brisker Rav's bir. We tried to give a little bit of a solution. We thought we were saying Das HaRosh. We fell a little bit short with Das HaRosh, but we're still back on track. But Rabbi Isai, we're now going to go back to the drawing board and challenge the Rashba's very assumption. Everything we've been talking about for the last day and a half is working with the assumption that even Rabbi Yehuda, the Heilige Rabbi Yehuda, holds that Min b'mino the yavesh is bottled relief. This is chayt v'lo yavor. The Rabbi Yehuda holds this way. What were the two riots? Who remembers quickly? What were the two riots? What was the Truma story? Right. What was the Dimua story? What was the other one? That was the other one. If these two riots go by the wayside, Nafla Yisod, Nafla Binyan. I'm going to show you Rishonim who deflected both of these rayas. I'm going to prove to you in Rishonim that these rayas are not as ironclad as we thought they were yesterday. And if so, any Rishon who denies these rayas will deny the entire premise, will deny the conclusion of the Rashba. We'll take a view at face value that min b'mina taka in a bottle lagami v'mayavish b'yavish. And if so, we'll not even be bottom of the kashin esod. So whereas the Rashba, who's going to be first, those Rishonim, those Baal HaTos first, who saw this as a tremendous challenge and had to turn the world upside down, and the Rashba is going to do mamash acrobats to try to figure out how Rabbi Yehuda plugs into our sugya, there are Rishonim who are standing on the side and saying, you know what, give us a chance to talk for a minute, we're going to deflect these two rayas, we're going to insist that min b'mino, according to Rabbi Yehuda's taka, ain't no batil, and therefore Agamar reads like a charm. So let's give a little equal time to those other Rishonim. Anyone saw the other Rishonim more? Anyone saw other Rishon who did not go down the route of the Rash, but did not go down the route of being Mechad, being Yavish Rash, or Slach Balach? So the Rash himself quotes somebody. Who's he quote? Anyone saw? Who's got the memory cards? Who's got the printed out ones? Anyone's got the printed out sheets? I left mine in the best page. Anyone's got them? Yeah. Okay. No one's got a sheet. No one got paper. Come on. Okay. This is paper. This is a lot of the equivalent of paper. Okay. So Tshuva Sir Rashba, written by none other than the Rashba. Tshuva Sir Rashba. Sha'alta oi. People were hacking him in Shaila. Imagine, this was a hot topic in Barcelona in the 1200s. Sha'alta oi. Rabbi Yehuda, the other bin b'mina lo batel. Ma'ashmo b'sugri d'chul b'deraisi yaleflo. U'v'gitit berak ani zokin novel ha'vis patsu amri alibi d'Rabbi Yehuda b'deraisi chamter batel ha'bin b'mina. What was the kash that was presented in Rashba? The Shaila was, how could Rabbi Yehuda say bin b'mina ain't a batel? What happened to, which gemara did they pick up from? The oil of Gemara. Okay? That was the kashin. So, what do we think the answer is going to be? The Rashba proper, what's the obvious answer going to be? Between Yavash and Yavash, that's what we're expecting. So the Rashba starts the tshuva as follows. Tshuva. The Rabbi Yehuda l'didei chad betray botol svira. Tehid min b'mina lo botol b'shmei derabbei. By the way, if you look at where Rabbi Yehuda is quoted as saying, it's not Rabbi Yehuda himself talking, it's Rabbi Yehuda Mishum who? Anyone remember? How does Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Gamliel, one of his Rebbeim? What does the Rashba say? That there's no stira because there's two different people talking. In one place, Rabbi Yehuda is reporting his Rebbe's position. What a letdown. Mid Bamino and a buckle is not Rabbi Yehuda. It's all a joke, it's all a farce. If you hold a proper hold, of course, it would mean with both, though, like he says in Gittin, up and down, or like he says in Shabbos, because my mother. The only statement in Shas, if you hold, quote unquote, Mimin and both, that was all, Mishmei de Rabbe Velelo Spirulay. The Chemeduma Lizuk de Rashba, Shekain Das Rabbasenim Hatzerfatim. And it would appear to me this is the view of the French Rabbonim. Who the French, have you said the French Rabbonim? Who the French Rabbonim? The Valley, which places? Who's he talking about? Anyone know? So there's a Tosis tucked away in Menachos, where Tosis quotes this from one of the Baalei Tosis, this very Teretz, from the Re, I don't know who? The Re Halovan. Who's the Re Halovan? Not the Re Hazokin. The Re Hazokin was the older Re, he made use of the Re Halovan. We don't know anything about him except that he was blonde. He had blonde hair, that's all we know. That's a good Halovan. I know nothing else about him. Okay? So the Re Halovan is quoted by Tosis saying, this is the emissary. Answer to the kasha. Don't tell me ma'aseh and stories and shtibul Torahs and biskirovs and zvachim with lachs balachs and yavish b'yavish and nefachs and sveik. I don't hear any of this as the real love. You know what the MC answer is? Rabbi Yehuda's, not his rabbi. If you really truly believe that min b'mino and above, if you really believe in that mapar and that masar b'leib shalem, then it applies what? Even to what? Even to yavish b'yavish. So that's one Risho that disagrees with everything we've been talking about for Daniel. The real Mavon, Kamedubali Rabbi Senu Atzefatim. Some of the Hilgabalia Taisa subscribe to that. Zach, ah, come on. You can argue. Come on. Chava just knocked out my host to turn the rush a minute ago. Come on. Such a moon is the chum. Okay. Rabbi, could we say more? Instead of just making a machlokes, Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Yudin is Rabbi, and could we say a little bit more? So there were other Rishayim, other Balei Taisos who also didn't go down the Lach Lach Yavish B'Yavish model. And that other great Baal Taisos was who? None other than who? Then Rabbi Natam himself. And it's funny because Rabbi Natam at one time in life thought this was the correct shot, Yavish versus Lach. He was probably the author of this Chiluk. And then Rabbi Natam had second thoughts about it. And Rabbi Natam had a whole nother approach to solve the world's problems, not to end up in this rut of distinguishing between Yavish versus Lach Balach. Because again, we don't want to end up distinguishing, because if we do, then we have to talk about Gemara. So we would much rather find a Rishon who equates Lach Balach, Yavish, Yavish. We want Lach and Yavish to be the same. That's our goal of our sugya now. We don't want the Rash, but we want a Rishon who's going to equate Lach versus Yavish. The only problem is, any Rishon does that has to deal with these two Gemaras. So how do you deal with these Gemaras? Anyone see Rabbeinu Tam? Anyone see what Rabbeinu Tam is talking about? Anyone read the Gemara Menachas? Anyone see what the Gemara Menachas is talking about? Okay, good. That's what we're here for. Okay, to try to fill you. Rabbi Say, let's backtrack a little bit. Rabbi Say, this is going to sound like good Chazara from the good old days. It all starts with what? Everything starts with Melakas, Midam HaPart, Midam HaSoya. I ask you, Rabbi Say, during laying on your shiur, when you hear those words, what were you thinking of? One thing we reviewed in the Rabbanan. When the Kohen Gadol is going to Lefnai V'Lefnim, and he's coming out and he put in the Dam, and the Dam apart, the Dam asor, what are you thinking about? What else are you thinking about? Reviewed in the Rabbanan. It all starts with this parash, Lech V'Dam apart, V'Dam asor. Rabbi Yehuda comes away with a phenomenal insight into this parasha, and he says, hey, the Dhamma power is a lot, the Dhamma sorrow is a little, why isn't it bottle barov? Zetman Tindor, you see them in the way in a bottle. And the Rabbanan said, nothing doing, this is especially done by Kotchi, by Kabbalah, said, oh, it's bad, it's nothing to do with your identity, absolutely zero. There is no such dinam in the way in a bottle. Who remembers, come on, we just referenced this yesterday, who remembers, give me in a two sentences, do you sow it, how you sow this, what the Nekudas of Machlai, what's the lumdus of reading the Rabbanan? This is not just an arbitrary machlokes yeah, nish. What's the machlokes? Come on, give me a rhyme. No, fill me on the rhyme, quickly. Everybody agrees that in order for bittul to take place, what do you need? It's not because you need conflict, you need clash. Rabbi Yehuda viewed characteristics of clash in terms of what? What world did Rabbi Yehuda look at? To the world of? Post-Rikhlach. Metzius. Chemistry, physics. It's the same thing or it's not the same thing? Physically the same or not? And what did the Rabbanan respond back? What it's lacking in differences physically, wherein lies the differences? Halachically. This is also, this is mutter. These are different halachas. This is one carbon, this is a different carbon. Par and sar are two different carbon, it's two different halachas. So, Rabbi Yehuda looked at the world through the physical universe, and he determined either yes it matters or no it matters. And if there's no it not do it in the physical universe, because bibimino is physically the same, then there's no difference. And the Rabbanan said, Mappi, don't you look at the world through the halakha. Because I stayed in Iran, but I just summed up in one line to the whole page of Dustin Bays in Iran. I won from last semester, we saw it multiple times. Coming back again, don't worry. So, if the being mushba from this Iran, anyone who ever read this Iran, anyone ever heard Shia from this Iran about this Iran, anyone ever heard the word Naglut, you wake them up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you say to them, so tell me quickly, give me in a nutshell. Machlokes have been in the Rabbanan, they'll tell you, Rabbi Yehuda, Metzius, Rabbanan, Halacha. Until they learned the Gemara Menachos, and they saw the world begins to change. Comes the Gemara Maseches Menachos and says, you know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, don't forget about Halacha so fast. Don't take Halachic characteristics out of the equation so quickly. The world is not just about after 3 o'clock. There's life before 3 o'clock also. Even according to Yehuda, halacha plays a role. But in the following way, this is a very, very fine line. Comes the Gemara in Menachos, the Machlokes in the Gemara. There comes one opinion within Rabbi Yehuda and says the following. Mamashdakas to get the stage. It's critical to understand this Gemara numbers. Comes the Gemara and says, but have a clash between two items. The fact that they're physically similar, that in and of itself is not enough to declare Mimbamino. That is not enough. That is not sufficient to say Mimbamino, Mimbamino, Baltel. Just physical similarity. It's not just physics and chem labs, according to Yehuda. There's an element of halacha to it also. But here it gets very fine. Comes the Gemara and says, it's true that a Dover Asa and a Dover Mutter are different, but that difference is not sufficient. What you really have to focus on is as follows. You have to focus on, can this Isser somehow disappear? Now, if anyone's going to tell me Dover Shesh Matirin, I don't want to hear that right now. Please don't mix that up right now. Later we'll have time to mix it up. I have a Dover Asa, and I want to know, is there any shape or form this Dover also can become like the Dover Mutter? Can any magic happen to take this Chazer and make it Ois Chazer? Is that even on the radar screen? If the answer is yes, so that leads us to believe what? Those two Chafatzim are very close to one another. They're physically the same, and in a certain sense, they're halachically the same. Not really the same by Shehu Sham, but if you look at things through the greater, through the vision of the future, through history, and you look at the long-term picture, so then the Dover Asur is going to become like a Dover Mutter. I know you're so tempted to tell me that Dover Shesh Matir, and I know you are, because it's almost identical, but please hang in there. Don't cross that bridge yet. So I have a Dover Asur, and it's Epshu for the Dover Asur to become Mutter. If it's Epshu for the Dover Asur to become Mutter, that puts me over the threshold to say, gee, they're so similar physically, and they're so similar halachically, thus is Mimbamino. That's the model of Mimbamino. If they're only similar physically, but halachically it's E-F-Sher for one to become the other, that's not Mimbamino according to you. That's the Gemara's Gevaldic breakthrough in Maseches Menachos. Did somebody tell me a magic? How Chazer can become Mutter? How can that happen? How in the world can a Dover, can a Vela become Shechuta? How can that magic happen? What's the answer?
It's spoiled.
Comes Nifso Mechila. Nevela Shechuta Leger, sounds familiar from time gone by. Tray for food that tastes miserable becomes Mutter. So in theory, you could have a piece of Nevela. The Gemara coined the phrase, Efsher, Nevela, it is possible for Nevela to become Shchuta. However, what is not possible? What is impossible? Eafshar for Shchuta Shteyasa and Nevela. Once the meat is kosher, there is nothing in the world you can do to make it into Chaz. You can't make it into Nevela. Once it's kosher, it's kosher. Once it's Shechted, it's Shechted. So what do I do with this piece of information? Again, I'm within the world of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan don't even know what I'm talking about. Going to the Rabbanan, everything's bottled. Mimbamino, everything's bottled. Legamer bottled. Going to the Rabbanan once, also once, mutter, that's called nagdur, and I'm good to go. I'm within the very, very limited scope world of Rabbi Yehuda that I thought until 5 minutes ago, all I have to determine are they physically the same or not. And now I had a rude awakening in Menachos that that's not enough. Because even though they're physically the same, but if they're so drastically, halachically different that one cannot become the other, that's also not called Mimbamino. So I need that added component in order for the passion to be the answer. I'm standing in Yom Kippur with the dam in my hand, and I'm trying to pass in a shayla in Yerodea, and I want to know, Rabbi, this is Mimbamino or not? And now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I have such a cheshbon, I have to first ask myself, are they physically similar? And even if to learn they're physically similar, are they to some degree halachically similar that one can become like the other? Everyone saw that in the Gemara Maseches Menachos. So you need this factor of Efsher when Avel Tishas Shechuta. And then the Gemara raises the following problem, all in between the lines. I understand. Every Tarovis of Nevelos and Shechuta is classic. Nevelos, Shechuta, Shechuta, every Tarovis. Is that called Efsher or Efsher? What's the answer? It's a really tough question. Why? Because what does it depend on? It depends on where you start in the equation. Are you looking at what? It's Efshir for the Nevela to become Shechuta, but it's not the Efshir for the Shechuta to become Nevela. So what is that? Is that Mimino, Mimshena, Mino? So before 5 minutes ago, we didn't even think this concept existed of Efshir. We thought Rabbi Yehuda held his Shita of physical, the Rabbanan held their Shita of Halacha, and this new quasi-concept of Efshir didn't exist. We're just Mechadish and Menachas, and the third practice, a new concept of Efshir, but we came to this, to the rude awakening, that whenever you're passing a Shaila of Efshir, it's Efshir from one direction and not the other direction. So the Shechuta can't become the Nevela. So what is that? Is that called the Yerushalayim? What's going to give, what's going to determine whether this is called Efshir or Yefshir? This reviewed everything hinging on Minat Torah. Here's a Shaila de Rais in front of Yehuda. Everything's hinging upon Efshir, Yefshir, but we're getting contradictory messages from the Torahites. Because one part of the Torahites is Efshir, the other is not Efshir. So what do you declare? What's the answer? You have to make the following determination. What is that? Which one carries the day? Which one is important? Is Efshir determined by the Shechuta, or is Efshir determined by the Nevela? What's the answer? We saw the Gemara Menachos. It's a machloikis in the Gemara, whether you go basawad or basawad. Whether you go basamavatel, or whether you go basabotel. In making this determination, which again, until 5 minutes ago, didn't exist in our wildest dreams, Rabbi Yehuda never heard of it, and Rabban never heard of it. But within this newfangled version of Rabbi Yehuda, appearing for the first time in the third Pentateuch of the Sechus Benachos, that Efshir plays a role in Torah, we now have a further breakdown, Machlokes in the Gemara, Tu Amarev in the Gemara, whether you go Basad the Mevatel, maybe the item that's the Rov, whether you go Basad the Botel, the item that's the Mute. So let's play it out now for us. Okay? I want to play it out for both sides. I want to answer the following questions. I'm going to give you two cases on the board. All right? Case number one. Two pieces of Nevela, one piece of Shechuta, or case number two. Two pieces of Shechuta, and one piece of Nevela. I want to know, does Rov apply? We'll start here. Does Rov apply here or not? Again, according to the Rabbanan, what's the answer? What's the answer? Right? What's the answer? According to the Rabbanan? The Rov?
Yeah.
Of course, Mr. Shad. According to Yehuda, does Rov apply? Think it really, really carefully. Let's really, really work through it.
Yeah, because it can become Nevela.
So let's think. Can Shechuta become Nevela?
No.
Can Nevela become Shechuta? Yeah. So, what's it going to depend on? Whether you follow Mevatel or whether you follow Botel. Right? That's it. If you follow the Mevatel, so the Shechuta is not the same as the Vela. It can never become the Vela. If you follow Mevatel, then they're different from one another. If they're different from one another, what are they not?
The same.
Then they're not Min Bemino and Abatel. What's the din according to Yehuda? It's going to be Batel Berai, Min HaTorah. But if you turn around the other case, two Nevelas and one Shechuta, you're probably wondering, who cares? But it's two Nevelas, so you have Rov against you. It's enough given for Tumo, whether it's Tumit or it's Vade or not. Leave out those details right now. Are you going to say Bittel here or not? If you follow the Mevatel, what's going to happen here? If you follow the Mevatel, what's going to happen here? No? Can the Nevelah become Shechuta? What's the answer? Absolutely, by becoming Nifka, it can become Shechuta. So once the Mevatel can become Shechuta, so from the Mevatel's vantage point, it's Min Bewa Mino. And what's the name? Min Bemino is?
And
a Botel. Double with us. What's the problem?
Even if it's like two Nevelos, even if it can become like a Shechuta, eventually.
A Nevela can become like a Shechuta. Once it's Nifso Mechil, it becomes like a Shechuta. So therefore, Bittel doesn't work here. So if Bittel doesn't work here, I have each one of these pieces remains halakhically intact. If I touch one, I'm not necessarily Tamei B'Torah Zvada. I can't eat it because I have a Rov Nevelos, obviously, but I don't become Tamei B'Torah Zvada. Okay? Everyone saw the Gemara Menachos? Was it saw the Gemara Menachos? Okay. Comes Rabbi Natan and says, taking what we just learned, following the Mevatel, We're going down that route, following the Mevatel. I want to go back to the case of Truma for a minute. Okay? Back to the original case. What happened in Truma? Give me the case of Truma. One piece of Truma got mixed up with what? With 100 pieces of Chula. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Right? Rabbi Yehuda said what? It's Batel. So we asked the Kash and the Rashba asked the Kash, how is it Batel? What did the Rashba say? No? Come on, Yosh B'Yosh. Who asked that same Kash and gave a different teretz? Do we love them? Chachma Tzafatim? What did they say? Hey, wait a second. Rabbi Yehuda, how can you say it's Batel? Remember Mina, what was the other answer? I don't like my Rebbe. I disagree with my Rebbe. I'm not so firm like Zach. I disagree with my Rebbe. Comes to Rabbeinu Tam and says, I'll give you the other answer, says Rabbeinu Tam. And listen carefully, says Rabbeinu Tam. This case falls short of Min Bimino because the Mevatel can never become like the Batel. So even though they're physically the same, it's all a piece of truth, it's all apples of truma, but the Mevatel can never become like the Batel. Why can the Mevatel never become like the Batel? What was the Tarobah? So what? Truma fell into what, Rabbi Yisai? What did Truma fall into? I want to hear very, very, very carefully. What did Truma fall into? What does that mean, Chulin? What do you not mean to say? Not Truma. There are three possibilities. Either Truma fell into Truma, probably not. Truma fell into what? Tevel, no, bad. Or Truma fell into what? Into Chul that was ready Niskan, that was ready Hufrash. Why is that so important? If it fell into Tevel, then what? Tevel can become Truma. We fell into Chulin. Once it was Eiske Meiser, Eiske Hufrash already, you can't be Mafish Truma twice. So it fell into Chulin Misukonim, which are not nitan to ever become Truma again. And therefore, from the vantage point of the Mevatel, it's not what? What is it not? It's not Min Bimino. And if it's not Min Bimino, so then guess what? Then we're not going to say Min Bimino, hey no, Mevatel. Does this make the slightest bit of difference when it's Lacha Yavesh? This whole story could have happened with wine also, and the thing would be the same. That's what Rabbeinu Tam said. Who saw this? Who understood this when they saw Rabbeinu Tam? Who chopped this? Shimon, you got this? Chopped this with Rabbeinu Tam? Yeah, when you saw Rabbeinu Tam. Fosh, right? Who's going to read me? No, read me Rabbeinu Tam. Let's hear Rabbeinu Tam. You know, I like that computer game as well. It's easy. Don't maybe bring a paper maybe next time? Rabbeinu Tam, who yesterday was the source of the whole Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam got the ball rolling with Lachli Yavish. V'chazu bei Rabbeinu Tam, the vadi ein chiluk ben Lachli Yavish. V'tirei tahad the truma ele b'yechad u'meya, b'nafus ha'chum misukonin. It's got to be chum misukonin. Don't tell me tevel, chum misukonin. The iyam shulam v'vartel, v'haynu ha'chum liyosu, k'bottel, v'haynu ha'truma. Bisaber of Yechim Klan Yam Lakram Bas Mevatel Azle. Everyone saw it? That was Rabbeinu Tam's solution to the problem. Rabbeinu Tam, Chozeb Rabbeinu Tam, he's not Meshubit anymore to the Rashba, not Meshubit to his first Teretz of Lach versus Yavish. And that's good for Klal Yisrael. Why is it good for Klal Yisrael? Why is it good for Klal Yisrael? Because then, if you're not Meshubah to the Rashba's Chiluk, then you don't have to bother asking the Rashba's Kasha. Rabbi Yisai, who saw the Gemara Menachos? Who here saw the Gemara Menachos? About Basel Mevatel, Basel Batel, Efsharat, you saw. Who here was like shocked? Can be honest, who was shocked when you saw that Gemara? When you first saw the Gemara Pilpul with those terms, why were you so shocked, Avi? Because you were brainwashed by me that what? That Min Bimino, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is all a function of physical, right? Come on, come on, that's like gifts to the young, because every kid knows that. That when you hear Rabbi Yehuda Shiki, you think physical, you think about Adam Haza, very much about Adam Haza oriented, and you didn't think Halacha plays a size to make a difference. Usher Bechor in that line. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha doesn't mean anything. It's irrelevant. Usher Bechor, for the new guys, is the guy who in the Shiach of Yezir, is to collect all the statements out of context, they put them all together for the Purim Chagigah. It's like a line like that, like, Rabbi Yehuda couldn't care less about Halacha. I mean, he doesn't care about Rabbanan. He cares about the tzias. He cares about college. He cares about mazda. That's about happens. He gets sleep all morning. Yeah, that's why I don't want anyone to go on that bandwagon. But Rabbi just jumped off the bandwagon. What the Gemara Menachos is saying, but that's what Yehuda is eerily reminiscent of what the Rav is saying, but that's what Rabbanan don't show Shmatirin on the level of the Rabbanan, right? The Dosh Shmatirin is only the Rabbanan. That's what I meant. I didn't want something to say it. You said it, so I got a response. Okay? Good. New Rebbe, back to our story. Who's with us? Who's back to our story? Who caught this Rebbe in town? This godless Rebbe in town? So you were startled, you were shocked when you saw this Gemara Menachos, but you were Mekabel. Why are you Mekabel? Why are you Mekabel, the Gemara just said? What's bothering you with the Gemara just said, Mesechus Menachos? The Gemara just revamped Rabbi Yehuda and said, Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, is it really holding the view in the bother that? You have to do a lot of work before you can declare something. You know, you need this halachic characteristic also. What's bothering you? Everything is efshar. You need efshar in order to create the halachic characteristic of Mimimino. You should be screaming and yelling and fighting. You should be banging your Gemara down. Screaming and screaming and screaming. I was just reading the other day that once Rav Baruch Ber was saying Shir, and Rabban Kotler was part of the Chabura, Bachman was there, the Bach at the time. And Rav Baruch Ber said something, and Rav got so upset, he started to scream. And they were Rabban having a shouting match. Someone had to, like, they said, Rosh Hashanah, he was one of the later Rosh Shivas in Baranovich, he was also a Bach. He had to, like restrain Rabban. It was like already, like, they were like, it was like fire. So where's the fire? Rabbi said, come on, where's the fire? Someone should scream at the Gemara.
I'm sorry, I can never become
from a poem. Yeah. Wait a second, hold the phone. Where did this Mimimino story start with? It all started coming home when you keep with Damapar Damasoyer. Damapar Damasoyer? Damapar can become Damasoyer? That's interesting. You can turn cows into goats? Well, that's fascinating. I have Damapar sitting in a kli. There is nothing I could do in Olam Hazeh ever, or in Olam Haba for that matter, to change Dama Parah to Dama Soy. So what is the Gemara talking about? What is the Gemara in Chulin, in Menachos even talking about? But the Gemara is asking Kasha about, the Gemara is qualifying the Yehuda, Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Chiz, everyone revamped and rechanged and changed the whole world. Everyone even buys into Rabbi Chiyah. Everyone else is like the Ram. Like Rabbi Yudhisattva denied Halacha. But within the world of Rabbi Chiyah, this whole Sugi Menachos that becomes the impetus for Rabbi Natan's Dichi of the Rashba. Again, we're just learning a simple Gemara in Chulin. We're trying to understand Pshat. How could the Gemara call this Mimbamino? What do you mean Mimbamino? Where's the Mimbamino here? What happened to Yavish B'Yavish? And Rabbi Natan is invoking the Ma'al Vak Gemara Menachos to for this Kash of the Rashba. So I don't understand the Gemara Menachos. Who is the Gemara kidding in Menachos that Rabbi Yehuda needs Esther and EF show? What are you talking about? What are you doing? Sorry. That's what should have been eating away at everybody here. How come nobody streamed in here that Kash?
Can you say that it's only talking about a case where one of them has potential?
Damapar can't become Damasar and Damasar cannot become Damapar. It ain't going to happen in your lifetime or my lifetime. It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen, ever. And therefore, that should be, according to the Gemara Menachos' new definition, that should be Minbish and Amino, which would be pretty depressing because that's the marker from Amino and Avoto.
Maybe, it kind of sounds a little far-fetched, maybe it could be Minbamino and that neither of them can become each other.
That makes matters even worse, so it has nothing going for it. The Mechlekism of Gemara is, do you go Bosa, Bottle, or Bosa, Mavatli? You need something. So this has neither. You can make it worse. What's Pshat? So the Taisa said, yes, it's Kasha. Says Menachos, this is Kasha. It's such a glaring Kasha. Glaring Kasha in the entire Sugi. The whole bit of time is hinging on a Sugi that doesn't make any sense. But I say, this idea of Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mino in a bottle. At the end of the day, the Ran is right. It all boils down to what? Hitnagdut. Hello, what? Before we opened up the Gemara Menachos, we thought that Rabbi Yehuda had a very, very limited scope of what Hitnagdut is all about. It's all the world of Matthias. And then we were introduced to some Amorim, not everybody, the Rabbi Chanin, the Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Chisda, that whole group of Amorim on the third back of Menachos, that say, no. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need a little bit of similarity in the world of Halacha also to undermine it, not good. At the end of the day, all these different shittas that are being thrown around, either you go with old style Rebbe Yehuda or the newfangled Rebbe Yehuda, Basabata, Basabata, all these different nuances are all trying to be Meshach Erawat. They're all trying to figure out, are these two items too close for comfort? The real gay rib of the halacha is too close for comfort, there's no bittul. There's only bittul when you have enemies, not when you have friends. That is the yesod ha-yesod. This bittul exists when there's conflict, when there's clash, when there's fighting, when there's a battle, and there's a winner, and there's a loser. That's bittul. Now you have amkas and svaris and lumdas and psukim and shikoteiras and rayas. How do you fine-tune what's called friends and enemies? Not always so easy to tell who your friends or your enemies are. So you have Rabbi Yehuda looking at the world the one way, and Rabbi Chiya another way, and Rabbi Chisda with Rabbi Yehuda another way, and all these different nuances. And they're important factors. These are dinim deraisa. These are dinim deraisa. The Chazal with Kileb Ruach Kotcham. Chazal figured this all out. Different nuances of Chazal. Machlokes in Chazal. How to get to that final? But the goal is the same. Everyone has the same agenda to figure out: are these two items too close to comfort? What if I have two items that I know are close for comfort? They are best friends. They go hand in hand, arm in arm for life. But they happen not to meet all these quirks of what? Of Efshur and no Efshur. But I know they're best friends anyway. No? What's the answer?
What makes them best friends? What does that mean?
I'm gonna get your answer. Okay? I give you a marshal. Okay? I give you a marshal. Okay? There are two ways to determine. Right? You just got married, Baruch Hashem, Mazel Tov. The two ways of determining, you know, whether couples matim for one another. Okay? So he can come with his checklist, and she can come with her checklist. They agree on it. You know, they both say Yom Halal Yom Tov without a bracha. That's a sign of a blissful life ahead. Okay? All right. So they've decided they're going to send their 5.5 children they're going to have to the following yeshivas. Okay, good. Maske, that's good. Everyone comes with their checklist. Okay? He's only looking for someone from the five towns, and she's only looking for someone from Tina. Everyone's mamish, perfect. Oh, hold on. This is mamish, it's a slam dunk. And they go on the first date, and what happens? It's a total complete flop. Right? They can't, after the first, like, 10 minutes, they don't talk about it. All right? So it's almost finished. Come on. Then you have another kind of relationship where, of course, it's perfect. She wanted someone who's in Chinuch, and he's going to become a nuclear physicist. He would only go out with someone in Mechala, and she went to BJJ. But Lamais is working. Acharei Kweis the goal, it's working. So what's the terrace? What do you have to do? Take all the list and do what with them? Toss me the garbage. Because Lamais, it's arm and arm, Lamais, it's working. Behind the elephant of dollars. Sometimes in life, there are two different ways of determining whether two things are a unit or not. Sometimes you have to go with this raw data, like, you know, you just go down the list, and sometimes it's just obvious. Of course they're the same thing. These sugyas are all different ways, Chazal, these are the checklists in Chazal, to figure out, is it the same, is it not the same? Do you follow the Metzias, you follow the Halacha, even to the Salami in the world, the Metzias, is the world of Halacha play a little role, a lot of a role, Efshar from the time of Mavak, right? These are all nuances to try to figure out to get to that answer. Is this Mimbin or not? But what if I know in my heart and soul this is Mimbin? You know why? Because it's just the way it is. There is no greater friends than the two. You want to know who the greatest friends in this world are? The greatest friends, the absolute friends, friends forever? Dam HaPar and Dam HaSor. You know what makes them best friends? Because the Rabbanu Shalom said you have to take the two of them and mix them together and throw them in the Mizbech, and that's going to receive a kapar for Klal Yisrael. Can you get better friends than that? Please don't tell your wife what I just said. Yeah, there's no greater friends than Dam HaPar and Dam HaSor and Yom Kippur. That's one unit. You didn't check all your T's and dot all your I's. You cross your T's and dot your I's. It doesn't have all the criteria. You forgot the Gemara Menachos. Who cares about Gemara Menachos? Sometimes the Gemara Menachos cases that for chicken soup. We have no idea. Is Campbell's and, what was the other brand?
Geffen.
Are the Campbell's and Geffen friends? I don't know. Maybe you may know. Let's go down the list and see. Are they about them for a first date or not? The Dama part of the song don't need a checklist. They're Pascal Yates, Abon Yen Gensias Alad, Pascal Laplani. They're the best. They're one unit. And if they're one unit, then Mibamino ain't a bottle. And that can serve as the model for other cases, provided that they're one unit. Now, to get to be one unit in other areas, you got to make the checklist. So there's not some neural eye in the field design. So the answer, the emes lamita is that Dhamma Pari Dhamma Sura Taka don't have these characteristics. And they're still a perfectly happy marriage. And because they're perfectly happily married to one another, therefore they're not mevatla suzu. And that's the ultimate mimino in a bottle, even though it doesn't have these criteria. The criteria are necessary for cases that don't have the absolute objective oneness together. That's what tells you. That's Chan Gemara Menachos. So Rabbi Isai, back to Rabbeinu Tam, we have another working pshat. We have a gevaldik pshat now to deflect the Rashba's rayas. We have either down the Rihalovan and the Chachmei Tzefatim that there was never kash in the first place, or now we have this razzle dazzle Rabbeinu Tam, but the razzle dazzle Rabbeinu Tam needed a lot of work. We had to understand the Gemara Menachos, we had to answer all these kashas. We had to work on this, you say, but we got it. Baruch Hashem, we got it. Do we have any other working pshatim? Any other working pshatim to go on? Possibly, to explain that the Yehuda is a tachad min b'mino in a batel, and Afa Pichein, the leader buys into Truma in a batel. Is it possible to say that Truma is an exception to the rule of Rabbi Yehuda's min b'mino in a batel? Not because lach b'lach, but bittel Truma is different. And if you're willing to go out on a limb and say bittel Truma is different, you better go out on the same whim and say what else is different. Bittel of what? Oral is also different. Is there any reason to believe that Bittel Chum and Bittel Oral and Bittel Chum are different and not subject to the rules of Min B'mino in a bottle? If we can come up with some kind of a beer, some kind of a mahalach to that, then we have a whole new answer to this, to our original dilemma, and we're not Meshubah to the Rashba's Shtikl Torah. Now, we all know that Bittel Chum and Oral are different. How do we know that? Because we know what's the Shia for Bittul Truma and Bittul Orla? Meya and Messiah. But that's a terrible answer. Why is it a terrible answer? Those are only Chumers what? Those are Chumers with blood. That's not Deraisa. What does that do with that discussion? Where have you the Deraisa here? Anyone saw the Ramban yet? Did I put the Ramban on my Ramakamas? No? That's probably why you didn't see it. Okay. So if you would look at the Ramban in Chum Daftu Ches, you would see what the next answer is. Hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow, we're going to go down the route of the Ramban's Mahalach, and then Mitzvah Shem go back to the Ran's Mahalach, and we're going to have created four or five different Mahalachim to deflect the Rashba, and then try to put the pieces of the puzzle together, how this all impacts in Agamos. Again, we're just learning one line of Chum Daftu Ches, trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together.